Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davidson. We would love to hear from you on this final day of 2020. Give us a call, friends, if you have something you're struggling with, if you have a Bible question. 844-322-2742 is the number to dial, both in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, this final, I guess, almost half day will be, it'll be the end of it. I speak, of course, of 2020 that started off with such promise, then began to fall apart on a street in Minneapolis during the early part of the year. And, of course, it was all downhill from there. But the good news here at Basic Gospel is through thick and thin, and because of the support of many of our faithful listeners, we've continued to bring the hope of Jesus Christ throughout the year, and what a hope he brings.
Yes, indeed. He is our hope, and that hope is the anchor for our souls. And that's why we as believers in Christ can come down to the end of a year and knowing that it's been very difficult, been trying, been challenging day in and day out, we can still count our blessings because in Christ we have many blessings to count.
Indeed.
That is for sure. Yeah. And regardless of what goes on out there in the world, none of these change.
No,
these are true day in and day out. I was thinking about today's broadcast earlier, Bob, and Psalm 103 really came to mind. And here we see David saying, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." And I think that's what a day like today calls for from all of us,
yeah.
A day of blessing the Lord and blessing his holy name. Now, why do we do that? "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like eagles." So this is just the first part of Psalm 103, and he goes on to list many other blessings that we have as a result of God's goodness and mercy to us. Now, I want to fast forward through the Old Testament all the way into the New to Ephesians chapter 1, and I think this is Paul kind of taking Psalm 103 and applying the blessings that we have in Jesus. So there's the character of God, there's the steadfastness of God, there's his everlasting love, and we see the reality of those things made manifest in the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And those blessings, those gifts of grace, become ours through faith. And so in Ephesians chapter 1, we read this, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." David talked about, let's remember our blessings. Here Paul is going to list out what those blessings are. "So even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him." So on today, December 31st, 2020, everyone who is in Christ is holy and blameless before the Lord. "In love, he predestined us for adoption through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will." So we've been adopted into the family of God. Now that's security as far as the believer is concerned. "And all of this according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace with which he has blessed us in the beloved." So we are accepted in the beloved. "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace." So what are some of the blessings that we have? Redemption and forgiveness based on the blood of Jesus Christ and according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will. And he goes on to say, "In him we've obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ may be to the praise of his glory. And him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, you were sealed with a promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of this inheritance." So, folks, these are your blessings in Christ Jesus. and these have been yours since the very moment that you believed the good news concerning Jesus Christ. So he took you out of death and made you alive together with Christ. He took you out of Adam and placed you into Jesus. And in Jesus, you're holy and blameless. In Jesus, you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. In Jesus, you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. In Jesus, you've been given the gift of the Holy Spirit as a deposit guaranteeing what's up ahead for you. In Jesus, you've obtained an inheritance. Yeah. You are an heir, a co-heir with Jesus Christ. So as you count down 2020, and maybe you look back and you're looking at all of the trials and tribulations that you experienced in life, today I want you to shift your focus. I want you to shift away from the trials and tribulations. I want you to shift away from the challenges that you've had to endure during this year. And I want to shift your focus onto the blessings that you have in Christ Jesus. And so my challenge to you today is to simply pick up the Bible, read Psalm 103, and then turn the pages, go all the way into the New Testament to the book of Ephesians, and read Ephesians chapter 1. Mm-hmm. And you will end this year on a high note, thanking God for all you have in Christ Jesus.
Well, Bob, that's just a great message to end an old year and begin a new one with. Thank you for those thoughts. And friends, thank you for being with us for this edition, this final edition of the year here at Basic Gospel. We would love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. If you had something you'd like to add to the conversation, well, this is a good opportunity right now. 844-322-2742. And friends, we're still looking at a hefty sum to clear our year-end need of $210,000. And year-end is, of course, a great time to make a generous gift to help Basic Gospel and at the same time get your IRS tax deduction. But the primary thing, of course, is to continue getting the message out to all who need to hear it. Please go online to basicgospel.net and click donate and help us reach that $210,000 need. And when you make your gift, well, we want to send you a brand new resource that we have. It's our 30-day devotional. Bob Christopher said, and I agree, that, you know, we have seen the most growth in people when they take a fresh look at Jesus Christ. And you can do that through this new 30-day devotional that we want to send to you and make when you make your gift of support for Basic Gospel. Before midnight tonight, if you can, which is the IRS tax deduction deadline, please make your most generous gift to support Basic Gospel, again, at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. And like I said, let's meet this deadline and let's meet this target. It just takes a lot of people doing a little bit of something. Mm-hmm. And if we will all join together, I like to call this team that God has assembled all across this country and really around the world, Basic Gospel Nation. Yeah. And so if we as believers in Christ join together around this ministry known as Basic Gospel, if we'll simply take an action step, either write a check. And if you write a check, make sure you get it in the mail today so it's postmarked December 31st. That means it will count toward 2020, mm-hmm. and that's important for us, and it will help us end this year and start the new year fresh and ready to go. So do that. If you are one of those who would like to give online, go to basicgospel.net and make sure you make your contribution today.
Yeah.
So it can be counted with 2020 contributions. But we need your help. As of today, we still need about $55,000 to meet that $210,000 target. And like I said, if we'll all do just a little bit, I wrote my check, and I hope you will do the same. And let's come out of this with in the black, so that we can keep doing what we're doing, mm-hmm. In the way that we're doing.
Absolutely.
So we're hoping that many of you will step up to the plate and make a gift, a charitable contribution to Basic Gospel today.
And you can do that, of course, at basicgospel.net, or if you'd like to mail your contribution, you can do that by addressing us at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas 75057. Once again, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Lewisville, Texas, 75057.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to O'Fallon, Missouri, and talk to Brad. Hi, Brad.
Happy New Year, Brad.
Boy, I thought I would end my year in the best possible way, and that is to be on the phone with Bob and Bob. And I just can't emphasize how much basic gospel. Bob mentioned that Jesus is the anchor of our soul. Well, I want you to know that you, basic gospel, are certainly an anchor for me and have been for many, many years with all the resources that you have, with the broadcast, and just spiritual help that you're just not going to get anywhere else. And I cannot express my gratitude enough. And in fact, I'll let you know when I get off the phone, I'm gonna give a little bit more. I wish I could give you everything you need, and if I had it, I would give it to you. But people that may not have listened very long, I hope they hear what I'm saying, because you guys have been so fundamental in my life, teaching me the message of grace and the new covenant and what it is to be in Jesus Christ. And I cannot express it anymore.
Well, Brad, thank you so much. And that's exactly why we exist. I mean, that is our mission right there, to help people truly get connected to the love of God that has been expressed to us in Christ Jesus, and to really walk in that love by faith each and every day. I mean, that's a life changer. That's a game changer for every person. And, you know, we all have spiritual needs. We look out there in the world and we see lots of, physical needs that are being met through various organizations. We see a lot of emotional needs that are being addressed in various ways. But only the gospel can address our spiritual needs and really anchor our souls and give us the true assurance that we need that we're right with God, that we can know God. And oftentimes the world overlooks those spiritual needs. And I think those are the ones that need addressed more than any other need we as human beings have, because once those needs are satisfied in Christ Jesus, then you as a person are set free to begin living fully as a human being and offering yourself in such a way that you can live in service for others. That's faith in Jesus Christ being expressed in love one for another. That's how Paul put it. So, Brad, thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for being a part of Basic Gospel Nation. Thank you for your friendship, and thank you for investing into the power of the gospel to connect people to the love of Jesus Christ.
And I just have to say, I agree with everything you said concerning Brad, Bob. Thank you for those thoughts concerning him, because he is a dear friend.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Has been
yes,
for a
indeed.
Long, long time. 844-322-2742. Friends, we want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Again, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, we had this call that came in off hours. Let's listen.
Hello, Bob. Really enjoy your program. My question is, I heard that when Jesus was crucified, before he rose again, he was in hell, and he took some of the captives out of hell with him. Is that true? And if so, where can I find it in the Bible? Thank you, Bob. I appreciate your ministry, and my name is Todd. Thanks, Bob. Bye.
Well, Todd, thanks for that. Thanks for that question. You know, there is some teaching that is out there, and I think it's teaching that's in error, that said when Jesus died, after he died, he went into the pit of hell and he defeated Satan in hell. Well, there's nowhere in the Bible that speaks of that, even remotely. So that's just an erroneous doctrine that has come out of some minds of people, of humans. So it has really no place in our thinking as far as the gospel is concerned. If Jesus descended, and we're folks might get this idea that he did is out of the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 4, and he said, it says this, therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. Now, in saying he ascended, what does it mean? But that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth. So he who descended is the one who also ascended far above all of the heavens that he might fill all things. So this is the passage that some would use to say, see, Jesus went into hell and he defeated Satan. But that's not what this passage says. If it says anything to us, is that he, after he died, went into the upper regions, the region known as paradise, to the saints of old, and announced his victory and led them into the new paradise, and that was with him. Just as Jesus said to the thief on the cross, today you will be with me in paradise. He not only took the thief on the cross, based on this passage, it seems like that he took all of those saints of old and said, let's go to our new resting place, and that's with me seated at the right hand of God the Father.
Yeah.
So that's the passage, Ephesians chapter 4. And like I said, we just infer some things from this. But I like the idea of Jesus announcing the victory to those of old who had been looking forward to the day when Messiah would come upon the earth. So their faith was in a coming Messiah. He came. We look back. Our faith is in the Messiah who was, who died, who was buried, who was raised, who is now seated at the right hand of God the Father. When they believed, like I said, it was forward-looking. Their belief was credited to them as righteousness. We, on this side, our faith not only is credited to us as righteousness, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And boy, what a difference is that. We're new creations. The saints of old, they're with the Lord, and we're going to be with them at some point in the future.
Indeed,
talk about good news. That's good news.
Indeed. And Todd, thanks for reaching out. Hope that's a help to you. And for those of you who have joined the program in progress, we have only a few more hours remaining in the year 2020. And for that reason, we're asking you to make a generous gift before midnight tonight to help meet that $210,000 need we've discussed all month practically. God always works through his people, of course, and with everyone, as Bob has said, pitching in, no matter how large or small, we'll see that need met. And I think, Bob, you said we need about $55,000 more to come in before midnight tonight. Of course, that's doable because God's at work in this.
That's right. That's not a lot for him.
Exactly,
so,
right.
But he works through us. He works through people just like you, just like me. And we're praying that he moves in the hearts of many people around this country to help meet this need and help us meet this target.
Yeah, so we ask you, friends, to visit BasicGospel.net and click Donate and make your most generous gift. You can also mail your gift to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Be sure it's postmarked by midnight tonight in order to meet the IRS deadline for your tax deduction. Again, that address, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. And thank you for standing with us to proclaim the greatest message the world will ever hear, the fullness of the love, grace, and life of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, Bob, another call that came in off hours. Let's listen to this one.
Yeah, this is Lynn up in Payette, Idaho. Something that I come up against so often, and I'd like to hear your explanation of it, but many people seem to tie together forgiveness between people and God's forgiveness, saying, in other words, you can't have one without the other. And often they quote the Lord's Prayer, forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. I'd sure appreciate hearing your explanation and talk about this. Thanks, and God bless.
Well, thank you, Lynn, and thank you for that question. You know, the Sermon on the Mount, and that's where the Lord's Prayer is found, or what we call the Lord's Prayer. And it's in a just powerful sermon that Jesus delivered right on the northern shore of the seas of the Sea of Galilee, a beautiful setting for some of the things that he said after he finished delivering the sermon. It says the people were in awe based on his teaching and the authority in which he delivered this message. But when you read the content of it, it's not a feel good message. It's not the power of positive thinking. It is a heart surgery done with precision.
Yeah.
Jesus is showing us the real problem of man. And it's not that we're not following the rules or those sort of things. It's a problem of the heart. And so he says, if you're going to be acceptable to God, if you're going to be right with God, then you have to be as perfect as he is. And that's what he says in verse 48 of chapter 5. You, therefore, must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Well, what does that mean? That means perfect on the outside. That means perfect on the inside. And that means that you have a heart that's willing to forgive others. And that's what we see in the Lord's Prayer. And Jesus is saying to his disciples, this is how you pray, Lord, forgive me as I forgive others. And then Jesus goes on to really explain what he means by that. If you forgive others, your heavenly Father will forgive you. If you don't forgive others, your heavenly Father will not forgive you. And again, that just buries all of us. That just tells us that we're not up to the task of being perfect as our heavenly Father is perfect. Why? Because our hearts aren't right before the Lord. Well, there's only one way that our hearts will be made right, and that is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. When we come to faith in Jesus Christ, we're given new hearts. Hearts that believe, hearts that trust, hearts that are anchored in the very love of Jesus Christ. And so when we move on to like the letter to the Ephesians or the letter to the Colossians, we read in there that we are to forgive others as God in Christ has, past tense, forgiven us. So why the shift? Why the change? Well, I think the change is simply this, that when Jesus died on the cross, he put an end to the old, to the conditions of the old, and he ushered in a brand new covenant. So the Lord's Prayer is really a diagnostic tool, something that Jesus was using to identify the problem of the heart. And that was why the people were unable to keep their end of the bargain as far as the old covenant was concerned. So Jesus stepped in and died on the cross, and in doing so, he fulfilled that old and ushered us into a new. Well, in this new, God remembers our sins no more. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Blood was shed. And so we can count on the fact that God remembers our sins no more, and where these have been forgiven, there's no longer any sacrifice for sins.
Yeah.
That's good news. Jesus did it all, so there's no strings attached to the forgiveness that we have in Christ that was brought about by the shed blood of Jesus Christ himself.
Preach it, brother. That's good stuff. Friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. As we close, a reminder that we need your help to reach that $210,000 need by midnight tonight. And your gift by that time also will mean that you meet the IRS tax deduction deadline, which, of course, as I said, is midnight tonight. Please make your most generous gift at BasicGospel.net. You can also mail your gift to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Once again, the street address, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057, or online at basicgospel.net. And either way, be sure to request your copy of our brand new 30-day devotional. We want you to have a copy of it to say thanks for your gift to Basic Gospel. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, and for the final time of the year 2020, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for our New Year's Day edition of Basic Gospel. Happy New Year, everybody.